healing miracles. On December 24, 2001, the Lord appeared in his Christmas gown and crown, and on December 31, 2001, in a golden gown and crown. Everything happened the same way as it had the previous Christmas and New Year's Eve. This was a more unspeakably joyful time than any other Christmas and New Year's Eve in my life. At the end of this special time, the Lord told me,
"You are the best celebration for my birthday and New Year's Day. And I love you, sweetheart. So be happy."
With that, he disappeared. Since I stopped doing the miracle dance, the Lord has led me to pray at the altar every Sunday morning before worship begins. A noise developed in my right ear, and I asked the Lord to heal me. He assured me that he would take care of it. The healing came, but it took a couple of weeks. On January 13, 2002, while I was going to church, I told the Lord that I wanted my ear to be healed that Sunday morning at the altar. Each Sunday when I go to church, the first thing I do is to kneel at the altar and praise the Father with thanksgiving. Then I pray for the pastors in the church and for revival. On this particular morning, the minute I knelt, without thinking, my face hit the steps and the fire of the Holy Spirit hit my entire body, leaving me without the ability to talk. However, my heart was saying, "I love you, Lord. You already know what I asked you to do for me this morning." From that moment on, I continually cried until worship began. Ever since that morning, the noise has completely stopped in my ear. Another miracle occurred on the following Sunday morning. Before I went to church, I suddenly had a terrible pain on the left side of my body and shoulder, and I could hardly move. This time, the Lord didn't heal as he had on other occasions. I told the Lord, "No matter what, I am going to church and praise you, and I expect you will heal me before I leave the church." Again, while I was kneeling on the altar, my head hit the steps, my entire body felt like it was on fire, and I began to cry. After this, worship began, and I praised the Lord during the whole worship service. I even forgot the pain, and then I realized it was healed. I had experienced this kind of pain before I met my Lord Jesus. Sometimes it would take 2 weeks to heal. Our Lord Jesus took 39 stripes in his body so we could be healed. Whoever truly believes him, loves him, obeys him, and puts him first in every area of his or her life will discover that he takes care of us just as he promised. He could have healed me instantly, as he had so many other times before, but this time he was teaching me humility before him in public, so I could include this in the book. It is very hard for some people to humble themselves before the Lord at the altar or in public. Yes, it is very important to the Lord that his people be humble before him and before others. I have experienced this while praising the Lord in my seat and at the altar. The difference is that I can feel Holy Spirit fire hit me each time I kneel before the Lord on the altar. When we belong fully to our Lord Jesus, we must not worry about what people will say or think. The most important thing is pleasing our Lord who died for us. He is the Son of Almighty God, and he experienced great humiliation as he hung on the cross for us. He humbled himself unto death for us.